We have some really disturbing breaking news coming out of Washington, D.C., where a seemingly targeted shooting has left two National Guard members in critical condition. Now, the entire area is shaken as people figure out what happened. The governor of West Virginia came out and declared the two National Guard members dead, but then later retracted his statement saying that they are just in critical condition in a nearby hospital. So one more time, the two National Guard members at the time of recording this video are alive in critical condition, which is subject to change. Obviously, we all hope that they pull through. Officials say the attack happened around 2:15 DC time, and it happened near the entrance to Farragut West Metro Station, which is blocks from Lafayette Square. Police say that a lone gunman came around a corner, raised his weapon, and they say that it is seemingly a targeted shooting where he opened fire directly at the guardsmen who have been stationed in the area under President Trump's controversial deployment. In response to this, Donald Trump decided to deploy more National Guard troops to D.C. Trump has been claiming for the past few months that there have been zero crimes, zero murders committed in D.C. This shows a different story. His response is to, double the deployment of National Guard troops. President Trump now wants to send an additional 500 National Guard to Washington, D.C. after two Guard members were shot just blocks from the White House Wednesday, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said. Trump's deployment of the National Guard, intended to counter crime, has lasted about 4 months with no end in sight. I really feel bad for these National Guard members who are plucked out of their daily lives from whatever state they're from. They are mobilized to, pick up trash or do mundane tasks, and then two of them are unfortunately killed. Here is Pete Hegseth announcing 500 more troops being deployed.
President Trump has asked me, and I will ask the Secretary of the Army to the National Guard, to add 500 additional troops, National Guardsmen, to Washington, D.C. This will only stiffen our resolve to ensure that we make Washington, D.C. safe and beautiful. The drop in crime has been historic. The increase in safety and security has been historic. But if criminals want to conduct things like this, violence against America's best, we will never back down. President Trump.
Even Marjorie Taylor Greene responded to this and said, heartbreaking. I am praying for their families. Every time I see the National Guard, they are so nice and respectful. I've seen them picking up trash at the National Mall, and the ones I've seen have not been armed. I have a lot of respect for the National Guard, for anybody who's serving, but what Marjorie says here is very indicative. These people died because they were picking up trash in D.C. Trump has them picking up trash, and his answer is to double the mobilization of them. Trump's deployment is highly irregular. D.C. Attorney General Brian Schwab, who has challenged deployment, said in a recent court filing that the National Guard is expected to remain in D.C. through summer 2026. This is an expensive stunt coming from Donald Trump that is not an actual long-term policy fix. A long-term policy fix would be to slow the trafficking of guns into a certain area. They successfully did this in Chicago in 2022, and it helped crime for a bit. There are long-term policy solutions you can enact, but Donald Trump is not doing that whatsoever. To continue, he responded, "The animal that shot the two National Guardsmen, with both being critically wounded and now in two separate hospitals, is also severely wounded, but regardless, will pay a very steep price." He actually gives a rather normal statement, says, "God bless our great National Guard and all of our military and law enforcement. These are truly great people. I, as the President of the United States and everyone associated with the Office of the Presidency, am with you." MAGA commentators wasted no time to jump to conclusions. Kash Patel's girlfriend immediately suggests that Senator Mark Kelly's video is responsible for the shooting of the National Guard troops in D.C. This is the sickest, darkest possible spin that we could take. Alexis Wilkins says, "While everyone on X is fighting, the left is still attacking people who wear the uniform and support this country simply for doing so. There are more important things in this world and far bigger enemies who actually hate us and do, in fact, want to kill us." Do you know how dangerous it is to use this rhetoric? Just forget the fact that this is Kash Patel, the FBI director's girlfriend who gets to fly around in government jets and get SWAT teams as her security. Just forget that. Do you know how dangerous it is hours, minutes after a shooting to come out and blame half of the country or try to connect the dots between this shooting and a Democratic senator. You are putting a target on the back of these senators and representatives when you say this. It reminds me of when Charlie Kirk was shot. And I swear, like 15 minutes after Charlie Kirk was shot, before he was even pronounced dead, Elon Musk was tweeting out about how, quote, the left was the party of murder. This is straight up stochastic terrorism. You are stoking the flames. You are increasing the heat in the current political atmosphere. Mike Nellis points out, MAGA world is already going into overdrive, trying to blame Democrats for the horrible shooting of two National Guard members in D.C. These people are disgusting. They should take a moment to be human, mourn, and wait to learn what the hell happened. This is the worst of the internet every time this shit happens. We don't even have any sort of motive. I honestly haven't even seen a clear picture of the suspect. Maybe there's one floating around. I'm not going to put anything on screen because it's all still ongoing. This just happened. The idea that we can blame this on one side or another is absurd. All I know is that the National Guard should have never been deployed into DC. And the fact that the Defense Department is now deploying 500 more National Guard, this is not a long-term solution. Obviously, it's not deterring crime in the way that you want it to. Hegseth, speaking on the steps of the Pentagon, called the shooting cowardly. I agree. And dastardly. I agree. Like, this is some messed up stuff. There should never, ever be violence against other Americans. There should never be political violence against people who are either protecting our country, people who are out there debating or speaking. Political violence is never, never okay. And it does not create a better country. It disproportionately comes from the right, let me tell you. Quote, I wanted to cry. On Thanksgiving Eve, gunshots rattled tourists. The shots rang out on the touristy side of the city, where several bystanders reported hearing a short burst of gunfire. In California, where the National Guard was first deployed this year by the White House, several soldiers who recently returned from the Los Angeles activation said they were angry but unsurprised by the attack in D.C. Quote, I knew this would happen, said one veteran National Guard member. Obviously, this tragedy is still ongoing. I'm going to keep this video a little bit more short than normal, so just make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed below. Make sure you have post notifications on. We've been posting 4, 5, 6 times a day, so make sure you're there. I love you all, and I'll see you in the next video. Peace out.